Raisa says if someone has different foods in front of him mixed together, he's allowed to take out, he's allowed to do boira and eat it, he's allowed to do boira for others to eat, he's not allowed to do boira for one of the foods, and if he does, he's chayiv chatos. The Gemara asks, the Raisa seems contradictory. First it says you could do the boira, then it says you can't. Ula says it means you're allowed to do boira for that day, but you're not allowed to do boira to put away for the next day. Chisda, that doesn't sound right, because there's no malacha you're allowed to do today for tomorrow. What, when it comes to baking, is it any different? You're allowed to bake for today, so if boira is also, you couldn't do it for today either. So Rav Chisda says that boira means, the brayse means you're allowed to do boira less than the shear, not more than the shear. Rav Yosef says there's no malacha that you're allowed to, that's mutter to do less than the shear, so why would this be different? So Rav Yosef says it means that you're allowed to do boira by hand, you're not allowed to use a funnel or some type of plate, but that would be usher. But if you use a sifter, that would be chayv achatos. That's what the Braisa means. But Nuna says the Braisa doesn't say anything about using a keli, a funnel, or a plate, or anything like that. So rather, Rav Nuna says the Braisa means you're allowed to do boira by taking the good from the bad, not the bad from the good. Abaye asks the Braisa doesn't say anything about good from bad and bad from good. Rather, Abaye says the Braisa means you're allowed to do boira for immediate consumption, but not for consumption later on in the day. And Rava said that Abaye is right with his explanation of the Braisa. Rav brings down if someone has a mixture of two foods in front of him and he's boyer one of them. Rav Ashi says he's potter. Rav Yirmiyah says he's chayev achatos. How can Rav Ashi say it's potter? In fact, the Gemara, the Braisa said he's chayev. Gemara says Rav Ashi is talking about using, let's say, a funnel or a plate. That's why it's potter. It's also, but it's potter. And the Braisa is discussing using a sifter. That's why he's chayev. Rav Dibi said it was once the Shabbos of Rav Bibi, and Rav Ami and Rav Asi were there, and Rav Bibi took a basket of fruits and threw it down in front of everyone. Rav Dibi said, I wasn't sure if he did it because it was a mixture and he didn't want to pick out from among the mixture, or if he did it, he just wanted to show that I'm giving beravchas, because I'm giving generously. Chizkiah says, someone who takes turmusim, which is a type of bean from their shell, is chayev al zbayr. It really could be that really he says choosing the good from the bad normally is okay, but by taking the termusim beans, that would be different because you have to cook it 7 times until it becomes edible, so therefore it's called like picking the bad even when you pick the bean until it's cooked that many times. That's why it's also. Mishnah said that toichen. A papa says someone who chops beets into small little pieces is chayev for toichen, for grinding. Nasha says someone who chops wood into little thin pieces is chayev for toichen. Rashi says if he's also very particular about the size of the pieces that he's cutting, he's also chayev for mechatech, for cutting, besides being chayev for toichen. Mishnah said, v'halosh v'ha'ife. Our papa asks, why does the Mishnah list baking as the av malach instead of cooking? It's the same av malach, baking and cooking. So why not list cooking? Why list baking? Because if anything, the one that was done in the Mishnah was cooking, which was done in when they would cook the dyes that they needed for the different materials. Baking wasn't done in the construction of the Mishnah. So why would we list it as baking instead of cooking when it's the same malach? Mari answers, the Mishnah was listing the processes involved in making a bread, so that's why it lists the malach as baking instead of cooking. But about it, it's the same thing, same av malach. Rav Acha bar Avir says if someone takes a pig and throws it into an oven to harden it, he's actually chayev for cooking, because first it gets soft and then it gets hard. And the getting soft is cooking. Similarly, Rabbi Bar Huna says someone who heats pitch is chayev for cooking, because even though eventually it hardens, but the temporary softening in the beginning is enough to be chayev for cooking. Rava says someone who makes an earthenware barrel is chayev 7 chatois. For grinding the earth, boira of the pebble, sifting the earth, kneading the earth with water, smoothing the earth, lighting an oven, and baking the barrel. One who makes an oven is chayev for an 8 chatois on top of that, which is makar b'patish. Abaye says someone who makes a basket of reeds is chayev for 11 chatois. For cutting, planting, gathering, boira, smoothing, grinding, mechatech, mesech, setting up 2 batenirim, weaving, and makar b'patish. If he sews the opening clothes, he's actually chayev for 13, the same 11, plus sewing and tying. Mishnah said, "Hagoyz is a tzemev amalabnoi." Rabbi Bachana, name of Yochanan, says someone who spins wool straight from the back of the animal is chayev 3 chatois for goyzes, for shearing, menapes, for beating, and metoyva for spinning. Kahana says this is not the normal method of performing these malachas, and therefore he would not be chayev any of them. Aya Braisa says that they spun the hair from the goats directly when they built a mishkan. The Gemara says those are very skilled people. Normal people don't do it that way, and therefore it's not considered to be a normal way of doing it, which is why he would not be chayev. A braisa says, someone who plucks a feather, cuts off the top, and pulls off the hairs, are chayev for 3 chatois. Rosh Lakish explains, malachas are goizes, mechatech, and memachech, smoothing. Mishnah said, akoysher v'amatir. Mara asks, where was kshira tying done in the Mishkan? So Rava says, the curtains were tied down to the pegs. Adgamara asks, but that was a tying that was meant to be untied. So it's different. So Abaye says, the tying that was done was the weavers would tie the threads that ripped. So Rava says, okay, fine, that may be tying, but where's the untying? It can't be that if there were multiple knots near each other, they would untie them and join them into one knot, because that would leave holes, which they for sure didn't do by the curtains in the Mishkan. So rather, Rava says the tying and the untying was done by the catchers of the chilazin fish. They would tie and untie to catch the chilazin fish. Mishnah says, about toifish, they tfirois. Mary asks, doing 2 stitches, it has no kiyam, it doesn't last. So how could someone be chayiv for something which wouldn't last? So Rabbi Rachanan Rabbi Yechanan says the Mishnah is talking about where he ties the threads after making the two stitches so that they're going to last. That's when he would be chayiv for the two stitches.